Fresh approach, safe handling of food products in convenience stores. Howdy folks, Mike Hernandez here. Welcome, sales associates, to this edition of Dive from C-Store Center, where we dive deep into the essentials of running a thriving convenience store. Today, we're focusing on a topic that's crucial for any store that deals with edibles, the safe handling of food products. This theme touches every corner of our stores, from the delivery docks to the display cases and even beyond into the hands of our valued customers. Food safety is more than just a set of guidelines. It's the backbone of customer trust and satisfaction. In this episode, we'll explore the full spectrum of best practices that ensure every food item in our stores is handled with the utmost care. We'll cover everything from the critical first steps of receiving and adequately storing deliveries to the meticulousness required in food preparation and the art of presenting and interacting with customers over these food products. So, whether you're behind the counter in the stockroom or managing the team, this episode is packed with insights to elevate your food safety game. Let's embark on this journey together, ensuring that our convenience stores are convenient and champions of health and satisfaction. Segment 1, the basics of food safety. Before we discuss the specifics of handling food in a convenience store setting, let's review the foundational concept of food safety. Understanding what it entails and recognizing its critical importance is the first step toward implementing effective safety practices in our daily operations. What is food safety? Food safety encompasses all the measures and practices required to ensure that the food we sell and consume is safe to eat. This means it's free from contaminants, prepared in a hygienic environment, and handled in a way that prevents the spread of foodborne illnesses. In a convenience store where the range of food products can vary from packaged goods to fresh produce and ready-to-eat meals, the scope of food safety is broad, covering every step from delivery to display. Why food safety is paramount in convenience stores? In the bustling environment of a convenience store, where speed and efficiency are often prioritized, the significance of food safety cannot be overstated. Here's why it's especially crucial. Customer health and trust. The primary concern is the health and well-being of our customers. Ensuring food safety helps prevent foodborne illnesses, safeguarding the individual consumer and public health. Regulatory compliance. Adhering to food safety standards is not optional. Health regulations mandate it. Compliance protects your store from legal issues and maintains its reputation. Brand integrity. Customers trust their convenience store for quick, safe food options. A lapse in food safety can damage that trust, impacting customer loyalty and your store's brand. Operational efficiency. Understanding and implementing food safety practices streamlines operations, reduces waste due to spoiled or contaminated food, and ensures a smooth workflow. As we delve deeper into the specifics of food safety, remember that these principles are not just rules to follow but integral to our operation's success and integrity. By embedding food safety into our daily routines, we ensure our convenience store remains a trusted, reliable source of quality food products. Let's embrace these basics as the foundation upon which we build our commitment to the health and satisfaction of our customers. Key principles of food safety. With a foundational understanding of food safety and its critical importance in the convenience store setting, let's delve into the core principles that form the backbone of effective food safety practices. These pillars support every action we take, from receiving goods to serving our customers. Temperature control, keeping it cool or hot. One of the most crucial aspects of food safety is managing the temperature of food products. Cold foods, items that need refrigeration, must be kept below 40 degrees Fahrenheit or 4 degrees Celsius to prevent bacterial growth. Regular monitoring of refrigerator temperatures ensures that cold foods stay safe. Hot foods should be maintained at 140 degrees Fahrenheit or 60 degrees Celsius or above. This requires diligent temperature management, especially for items kept under heat lamps or in warming units. Temperature control extends beyond storage. It's vital during transportation, preparation, and display, making it a continuous concern throughout the product's lifecycle in the store. Cross-contamination prevention, a barrier against bacteria. Cross-contamination, the transfer of harmful bacteria from one food product to another, can occur at multiple points. Separation, keep raw and cooked food separate at all times, including using different cutting boards and utensils. Cleaning, regular cleaning and sanitizing of surfaces, equipment, and hands after handling different food types prevent cross-contamination. Being vigilant about these separation and cleaning practices is key to maintaining the safety of the food we offer. Personal hygiene, the human factor. The role of personal hygiene and food safety cannot be overstated. Associates involved in food handling must adhere to stringent hygiene practices. Hand washing, frequent and thorough hand washing with soap and water, especially before and after handling food, after using the restroom, and after any activity that might contaminate the hands, is essential. Protective gear, the use of gloves, hairnets, and, when necessary, masks ensures that personal contact does not become a source of contamination. Health monitoring, staff should be vigilant about their health and avoid food handling duties if they exhibit symptoms of illness, particularly gastrointestinal issues. These key principles of temperature control, cross-contamination prevention, and personal hygiene form the triad that underpins all food safety practices in a convenience store. By embedding these principles into our daily routines and ensuring all team members are trained and committed to upholding them, we create an environment where food safety is an integral part of our store's operation, protecting our customers and reputation. Let's commit to these practices, ensuring every food item we handle meets the highest safety and quality standards. Segment 2, Receiving and Storage. Transitioning from the foundational principles of food safety, we arrive at a critical juncture in our food handling process, the receiving and storing of food products. This stage is our first line of defense in ensuring the quality and safety of the items that will eventually make their way to our shelves and into our customers' hands. Receiving practices, vigilance from the start. The moment food products are delivered to our store, we are responsible for maintaining their safety and integrity. Here's how we can uphold our standards from the get-go. Inspecting deliveries. Every delivery should be thoroughly inspected for signs of damage, spoilage, or improper handling. Check for intact packaging, freshness, and any signs of pest activity. Temperature-sensitive items should be checked with a thermometer to ensure they've been kept at the correct temperature during transit. Acceptance protocols. Develop clear protocols for accepting deliveries. This includes ensuring that all items match the purchase order in type, quantity, and quality, and that perishable items are within their use-by dates. Rejection procedures. Equally important is having a protocol for rejecting deliveries that don't meet your store's standards. This might involve documenting the issue, informing the supplier immediately, and ensuring that compromised goods are kept separate from accepted items to prevent any potential contamination. By instilling rigorous receiving practices, we safeguard the quality of our products and set the tone for the meticulous care that will follow every subsequent step of handling and storage. Storage solutions, optimizing quality and safety. Having established rigorous receiving practices to ensure that only the highest quality food products enter our convenience store, the next crucial step is storing these items to maintain their safety and extend their freshness. Proper storage is not just about finding space, it's about understanding the specific needs of each type of food product and employing best practices to meet those needs. Dry goods storage. Environment. Dry goods, such as canned products, cereals, and snacks, require a cool, dry environment away from direct sunlight. This helps preserve their quality and prevents the degradation of packaging. Organization. Employ a first-in, first-out FIFO approach to ensure older stock is used before newer deliveries. Labeling shelves and organizing products by category and expiration date can streamline this process. Refrigerated products. Temperature control. To prevent bacterial growth, refrigerated items must be kept below 40 degrees Fahrenheit or 4 degrees Celsius. Regular checking and logging of refrigerator temperatures are essential to meet this standard consistently. Segregation. Different types of refrigerated products, such as dairy, meat, and produce, should be stored separately to prevent cross-contamination. Using designated shelves or drawers for each category can aid in this segregation. Frozen goods. Freezer settings. Frozen products require storage at 0 degrees Fahrenheit or minus 18 degrees Celsius or lower to remain safe for consumption. Like refrigerators, freezers should be monitored and temperature logs should be maintained to ensure proper functioning. Avoiding freezer burn. Proper packaging is critical to preventing freezer burn, which can compromise the quality of frozen goods. Ensure products are sealed tightly and stored in an organized manner to facilitate air circulation. General storage best practices. Cleanliness. Regular cleaning of storage areas, including shelving and flooring, is crucial to maintaining a hygienic environment free from pests and contaminants. Ventilation. Good airflow in storage areas helps regulate temperature and humidity, preserving product quality. By adhering to these storage solutions tailored to the specific needs of dry, refrigerated, and frozen products, we not only uphold the safety and quality of our food offerings, but also enhance the overall shopping experience for our customers. Proper storage is a testament to our store's commitment to excellence, ensuring that every product we offer meets the high standards our customers expect and deserve. Segment 3, preparation and handling. Hygiene first, emphasizing the importance of personal hygiene, including hand washing and glove use, during food preparation. Preparation and handling, prioritizing hygiene. As we move from the meticulous task of storing our food products correctly to the dynamic food preparation and handling process, one principle remains non-negotiable: hygiene. The emphasis on maintaining impeccable personal hygiene cannot be overstated in the convenience store setting, where quick meals and snacks are often prepared. Hygiene first, the bedrock of food safety. Personal hygiene is the bedrock upon which safe food preparation and handling practices are built. Here's how we ensure it remains at the forefront. Hand washing, this fundamental practice, is the most crucial food preparation step. Hands should be washed thoroughly with soap and water for at least 20 seconds before handling food, after touching raw food, after any interruption, like handling money or cleaning, and after using the restroom. Hand washing stations should be easily accessible to all staff involved in food handling. Glove use. Gloves can provide additional protection, particularly when handling ready-to-eat foods. However, it's essential to remember that gloves are not a substitute for hand washing. Hands should be washed before wearing gloves and changed frequently, especially when switching between tasks or after any potential contamination. By emphasizing personal hygiene, especially in aspects like hand washing and glove use, we set a high standard for food safety in our store. This protects our customers and enhances our store's reputation as a trusted destination for fresh and safely prepared foods. Cross-contamination, safeguarding against unseen threats. With personal hygiene practices firmly in place to kickstart the food preparation process, we must focus on another invisible but significant threat in food handling: cross-contamination. This occurs when harmful bacteria or allergens are unintentionally transferred from one food item to another, posing severe health risks. Let's explore effective strategies to prevent cross-contamination and ensure the safety of the food we serve. Strategies to combat cross-contamination. Dedicated utensils and equipment. Use separate cutting boards, knives, and other utensils for different types of food, such as raw meats, vegetables, and cooked foods. Color-coding equipment can provide staff with a clear, visual reminder and help avoid mix-ups. Physical separation. Whenever possible, physically separate areas designated for the preparation of raw foods from those used for ready-to-eat or cooked foods. This spatial separation minimizes the risk of cross-contact. Regular cleaning and sanitizing. All work surfaces, cutting boards, and equipment should be thoroughly cleaned and sanitized between tasks, especially when switching from handling raw foods to preparing ready-to-eat items. This includes wiping down surfaces with an appropriate food-safe sanitizer. Allergen awareness. Given the rise in food allergies, special attention should be paid to preventing the cross-contact of allergenic foods with other food products. Implement protocols for handling common allergens and provide clear labeling on products that may contain allergens. Employee training. Continuous training for all staff members on preventing cross-contamination is essential. Regular reminders and updates on food safety practices can reinforce this critical knowledge. By implementing these strategic measures, we can significantly reduce the risk of cross-contamination in our convenience store's food handling processes. Protecting our customers from potential foodborne illnesses and allergen exposure is a regulatory and moral obligation. Let's commit to these practices, ensuring every meal prepared and served in our store is not just delicious, but, most importantly, safe. Cooking and serving, ensuring safety from kitchen to counter. Having established rigorous measures to prevent cross-contamination, our focus shifts to the critical stages of cooking and serving food in our convenience stores. These steps are pivotal in ensuring the food we provide to our customers is delicious and, more importantly, safe to consume. Let's delve into the best practices that govern these final yet crucial phases of food handling. Cooking to safe temperatures. Cooking food to the right temperature is essential for killing harmful bacteria that could cause foodborne illnesses. Here are some guidelines. Use a food thermometer. Always use a food thermometer to ensure that foods are cooked to their safe minimum internal temperatures. For example, poultry should reach 165 degrees Fahrenheit or 74 degrees Celsius. Ground meats 160 degrees Fahrenheit or 71 degrees Celsius. And most fish 145 degrees Fahrenheit or 63 degrees Celsius. No guesswork. Avoid relying on color or texture as indicators of doneness. Many foods can appear cooked on the outside while not reaching safe temperatures internally. Serving with hygiene in mind. Once the food is safely cooked, maintaining hygiene during the serving process is just as important. Avoid bare hand contact. Use utensils, gloves, or deli sheets to serve food, especially ready-to-eat items, to prevent direct hand contact. Keep hot foods hot and cold foods cold. Utilize warming trays, steam tables, and refrigerated display cases to maintain foods at safe temperatures until they are served. Prompt storage of leftovers. Any food not served immediately should be stored quickly and adequately to prevent the growth of bacteria. Hot foods should be cooled rapidly and refrigerated, and cold foods should be returned to the cooler. Educating the team. It is paramount to ensure that every team member is well-versed in these cooking and serving guidelines. Regular training sessions, quick reference charts, and routine monitoring can help maintain high standards of food safety during these stages. By adhering to these guidelines for cooking and serving, we uphold the final line of defense in our food safety practices, ensuring that every meal served in our store contributes to a positive, safe dining experience for our customers. Let's commit to these standards, providing our customers trust is well-founded, every plate at a time. Segment 4, Display and Customer Interaction. Display and customer interaction, showcasing safety and freshness. After ensuring the food is cooked to safe temperatures and served with the highest hygiene standards, the next pivotal aspect in our food safety journey is how these items are displayed to the customers. The display showcases the variety and freshness of our offerings and plays a crucial role in maintaining food safety. Let's explore some best practices for displaying food items effectively and safely. Display best practices. Sneeze guards and protective barriers. Utilize sneeze guards and other protective barriers, especially for self-service areas or where food is displayed openly. These barriers protect the food from direct exposure to coughs, sneezes, and touches, significantly reducing the risk of contamination. Temperature control. Ensure that hot food items remain hot, typically above 140 degrees Fahrenheit or 60 degrees Celsius, and cold items stay cold, below 40 degrees Fahrenheit or 4 degrees Celsius, even when on display. Utilize appropriate heating and cooling equipment to maintain these temperatures, safeguarding the food's safety and quality. Proper labeling. Label all food items with their names, ingredients, and allergen information. This practice not only aids customers in making informed choices, but also contributes to food safety by alerting customers to potential allergens. Rotation and freshness. Adhere to the first in, first out FIFO principle even in display areas, ensuring that older items are sold before newer ones. Regularly check and refresh display items to maintain optimal freshness and appeal. Engaging with customers. The way we interact with customers over displayed food items is also a significant aspect of food safety. Educating customers. Take opportunities to educate customers about the measures taken to ensure the safety and freshness of the food on display, reinforcing their confidence in your store's offerings. Handling inquiries and feedback. Be prepared to answer customer inquiries about food preparation, safety practices, and ingredient information. Openly receiving and addressing feedback can also improve food safety practices. Promoting hygiene. Encourage customers to use available hygiene tools, such as hand sanitizers or disposable gloves, particularly in self-service areas, to maintain a clean and safe environment. By implementing these display best practices and maintaining open, informative interactions with our customers, we not only enhance the appeal of our food offerings, but also reinforce the overarching theme of safety and quality that characterizes our store. Let's ensure that our display areas are visually enticing and bastions of food safety, inviting our customers to enjoy our offerings with confidence and satisfaction. Engaging with customers, navigating conversations on food safety and allergens. In the food service landscape within convenience stores, where displays are designed to attract and assure, our dialogue with our customers about food safety and allergens becomes a critical extension of our service. Clear, informative, and reassuring communication enhances customer trust and contributes to their well-being. Let's delve into practical ways to handle customer inquiries regarding these pivotal concerns. addressing inquiries on food safety. Customers are increasingly aware of food safety and may have questions about how food items are prepared, handled, and stored. Be informed. Ensure that all staff are well-versed in your store's food safety practices so they can confidently address customer inquiries. This includes knowledge of cooking temperatures, cross-contamination prevention measures, and hygiene protocols. Communicate proactively. Use signage and other communication tools to proactively share information about your food safety measures. This can preempt customer concerns and demonstrate your store's commitment to health and safety. Handle concerns with empathy. If a customer expresses concern about food safety, listen attentively, acknowledge their worry, and explain the steps your store takes to ensure food safety. If possible, offer to address the specific issue they're concerned about. Navigating allergen inquiries. With food allergies on the rise, customers may be particularly cautious about allergens in food products. Clear labeling ensures food items, especially those prepared in store, are clearly labeled with ingredient information, including common allergens. This transparency allows customers to make safe choices. Staff training. Train staff to understand common food allergens and the store's procedures for handling allergen-free requests. They should know where to find ingredient information and how to communicate it effectively to customers. Offer alternatives. Offer alternatives for customers with specific allergen concerns. This will not only cater to their needs but also build customer loyalty. The importance of clear communication. The clarity and accuracy of the information provided are paramount in all interactions regarding food safety and allergens. Misinformation can lead to health risks for customers and damage the store's reputation. Encourage an environment where staff feel comfortable admitting if they don't know the answer and know how to find the correct information or escalate the inquiry to someone who does. Engaging with customers on matters of food safety and allergens is an opportunity to reinforce their trust and confidence in our convenience store. By handling these inquiries with knowledge, empathy, and transparency, we ensure our customers' safety and satisfaction and enhance the overall perception of our store as a reliable, caring provider of food products. Let's embrace these interactions as part of our commitment to exceptional service and customer care. Segment 5, maintaining a culture of food safety. In convenience store operations, where customer engagement and satisfaction are intertwined with the quality and safety of food products, cultivating and maintaining a culture of food safety is paramount. This culture is sustained not just through practices and protocols, but through our staff's continuous education and empowerment. Central to this endeavor is the commitment to regular training. Emphasizing regular training, ongoing food safety training serves as the cornerstone of a robust food safety culture. Keeping knowledge fresh, food safety standards and regulations can evolve, and regular training ensures that all team members are up to date with the latest best practices and compliance requirements. This continuous learning process helps keep food safety practices top of mind for everyone involved in food handling. Building confidence and competence, regular training sessions provide staff with the knowledge and skills to handle food safely, fostering a sense of confidence in their abilities. This confidence translates into better execution of food safety practices, ensuring that every step, from receiving to serving, is performed with the utmost care. Creating advocates for safety, well-trained employees become advocates for food safety within the store, helping to reinforce a culture where safe food handling is viewed as everyone's responsibility. They can also serve as a valuable resource for their peers, offering guidance and support in food safety matters. By prioritizing regular training, we not only adhere to the technical aspects of food safety, but also nurture an environment where safety is ingrained in the store's ethos. This commitment to education and continuous improvement underscores our dedication to providing our customers with a safe, healthy dining experience, reinforcing their trust in our store as a provider of quality food products. Let's champion this food safety culture where every team member is equipped, empowered, and engaged in upholding the highest standards of food handling and customer care. Empowering employees, fostering a proactive food safety environment. As we emphasize the importance of regular training to maintain a food safety culture, another critical aspect is empowering our employees. Encouraging each team member to take ownership of food safety practices strengthens our collective efforts and creates an environment where vigilance and proactive measures are the norm. Taking ownership of food safety. Empowerment in the context of food safety means every staff member feels responsible for and capable of upholding the highest standards in their daily tasks. Responsibility encourages employees to consider themselves integral to the store's food safety efforts. This sense of responsibility fosters a deeper commitment to maintaining cleanliness, following protocols, and ensuring customers' well-being. Autonomy allows employees to make decisions related to food safety in their day-to-day roles. This could involve making judgment calls about the freshness of products or the cleanliness of food preparation areas. Speaking up for safety. Creating an environment where employees feel comfortable voicing concerns or observations related to food safety is crucial. Open communication channels establish clear, non-punitive channels for employees to report food safety concerns. Whether it's a suggestion box, regular team meetings, or direct communication with management, knowing their input is valued and will be acted upon encourages staff to speak up. Positive reinforcement, recognize and reward employees who identify potential food safety issues or suggest improvements. This positive reinforcement validates their proactive behavior and motivates others to be equally vigilant. Team problem solving, when issues are raised, involve the team in problem solving discussions. This collaborative approach leads to more effective solutions and reinforces the idea that food safety is a shared responsibility. We strengthen the fabric of our food safety culture by empowering our employees to take ownership of food safety practices and fostering an atmosphere where speaking up is encouraged and valued. This proactive, collective approach ensures that our convenience store not only meets but exceeds food safety standards, safeguarding our customers' health and our brand's integrity. Let's commit to empowering our team and making every member a vigilant guardian of food safety in our store. Conclusion and call to action. As we wrap up today's discussion on the safe handling of food products in convenience stores, let's take a moment to reflect on the key insights we've shared. From the foundational importance of personal hygiene and the critical strategies to prevent cross-contamination to the meticulous practices involved in receiving, storing, preparing, and serving food, each point underscores our collective responsibility to uphold the highest food safety standards. We delved into the significance of regular training and the empowerment of every team member to take ownership of food safety practices, highlighting each associate's vital role in this crucial aspect of store operations. The safe handling of food is not just about compliance. It's about caring for the well-being of our customers and nurturing their trust in our stores. Now, we turn to you, our listeners, to take these insights and integrate them into your daily routines. Let these practices be more than just guidelines. Let them be the principles that guide your actions and interactions within your store. Together, let's commit to maintaining a culture of safety and quality, ensuring our convenience stores remain trusted, health-conscious establishments in our communities. Thank you for joining us on this journey towards excellence in food safety. As we close this enriching dialogue on food safety within the convenience store environment, our commitment to fostering a deeper understanding and implementation of these standards doesn't end here. The journey towards excellence in food safety is ongoing, and continuous education is key. Oh, and before I go, here are some questions for you to consider. 1. How can convenience stores effectively balance the fast-paced nature of their business with the meticulous requirements of food safety protocols, especially during peak hours? 2. How can convenience stores utilize technology to enhance food safety practices, from inventory management to temperature monitoring, while ensuring that the human aspect of customer service is not diminished? 3. Considering a convenience store's diverse range of products, how can cross-contamination prevention measures be customized for different sections without causing operational inefficiencies? 4. How can convenience stores foster a food safety culture among employees with varying experience or understanding of food safety principles? 5. Given the rise of food allergies and sensitivity, what strategies can convenience stores implement to ensure transparent communication about allergens in their food products to customers? And how can this impact product selection and display? Thank you for tuning into another insightful dive episode from C-Store Center. I hope you enjoyed the valuable information. If you find it useful, please share the podcast with anyone who might benefit. Please visit cstorethrive.com and sign up for more employee-related content for the convenience store. Again, I'm Mike Hernandez. Goodbye and see you in the next episode. Dive from C-Store Center is a sink or swim production.